This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. At Esquire, The Village Voice, the short-lived New West, the short-lived Manhattan Inc., and the even shorter-lived East Side Express, Clay Felker was one of the most successful and unsuccessful editors of the 20th century. Known best for creating New York magazine in 1968, he not only struck a template that would inform scores of both monthly city magazines and alt-weeklies, he also cultivated a galaxy of journalism stars, Nicholas Pileggi, Dick Shapp, Mimi Sheraton, and Tom Wolfe among them. He also discovered me, sort of, hidden in plain sight at USA Today. Late in his career, Felker hired me to do humor columns for Adweek magazine. Those pieces were, let's say, ordinary, but when I was offered a job to write a feature column for rival Ad Age, Felker spent a whole night trying to talk me out of it. I listened carefully and then took the job, a gig that led to parallel careers as advertising critic and, never mind the details, radio journalist. So, I suppose Felker was wrong, but as so often in his storied career, he was wrong with a passion. Clay Felker died Tuesday. He was 82.